98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, Bridget Carney. You know her as a founding member of Lake Street Dive. She's also a fantastic bassist and a great solo musician as well. She's got her third album, Comeback Kid, dropping tomorrow, and she'll be at the Falcon in Marlboro on Sunday. Bridget, hello.
Hello.
Thanks so much for hopping on with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. You've got a new album coming out tomorrow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Super pumped.
Yeah, Comeback Kid. Are you the Comeback Kid?
I guess so, but it's like kind of a complex meaning of comeback. It's in the song, it's like using comeback as kind of like both, you know, the come from behind victory, but then also the kind of perils that come with that, and also the like version of a comeback that's like when somebody like makes fun of you and you like have something to throw back at them, and I feel like there's another comeback in it. Oh well, and finally it's sort of in the sense of like come back to me, return to me. Yeah, so you know, songwriters be like when there's wordplay involved. And yeah, I just found that to be a sort of potent combination of words.
Yeah, I love that. I also really love Security Camera, which is the first song I've heard from the album, and it's just got a really really nice vibe to it. Can you tell me a little bit about the production process, because the whole thing sounds very lush?
Thank you. Yeah, well, so a friend of mine had moved a bunch of instruments into my basement, planning to sort of sublet from me whenever I was on tour, which is usually pretty often. Mm-hmm. So the arrangement was just going to be kind of sharing the space. And so he'd moved in all of these like vintage synthesizers, like the Yamaha DX7 and Juno. And this was just before the COVID lockdown. And so I was actually in the end at home a lot with those instruments, and found them to be really inspiring writing tools. So it kind of just like accidentally ended up with all these synthesizers, and then had a lot of time and wrote a bunch of songs with them. So I think that's a big part of like the sound of the record. And then the other big component is Dan Malad, the producer, is really good at taking kind of like vintage sounds and also giving them this just like super rich, modern, like almost impossibly wide and full spectrum sound.
Yeah, absolutely, because it is. It's very wide and full spectrum, and that's so cool that like you didn't really set out to write a synth album. You just had all these synths around.
Yeah. I love that about like how different instruments kind of invite you to write different things, and something about the sounds of those instruments just like made me want to write melodies in a certain way and songs in a certain style that feels like a little different than something I've done before.
Yeah. How do you feel about having like a through line in your albums? Do you think the songs all kind of relate to those different versions of comeback, or what's your kind of philosophy on that?
Well, another kind of version of comeback that I was thinking about, like in the larger scale of like both my own life and the world, was just this sense of kind of like returning and rebirth that happened like after the world shut down for a while, and then we all kind of realized all the things that we loved and missed, and then came back and got to do them again. And so that's like definitely a through line of what was going on in my own life at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like a concept album in the way where I was like married to that being the thread of every song, but I think it kind of winds its way throughout the record.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a great tour planned around the record. I know you're playing with our good buddy Michaela Davis quite a bit.
Yes, I love Michaela. I'm so excited to get to do some shows with them.
And Dear Lady too is opening for you at the Falcon. Is this is an artist that you know?
Yeah, Dear Lady is two women, Molly and Magdalena, who have started this new band together recently. So Dear Lady is, I just saw them play for the first time last night. We did a show together, and they were explaining that in a lot of different Native American traditions, and they're both Native American, the Dear Lady is someone who appears in a lot of Native American mythology whenever there's sort of a man doing bad things, then that's when the Dear Lady comes around. And so, yeah, they decided to name their band after that.
Yeah.
And they're incredible. They're so good. Yeah,
I love that. We need the Dear Lady at this moment in time. Bridget Carney is my guest. Her third album, Comeback Kid, drops tomorrow, and she's playing on Sunday at the Falcon in Marlboro. Have you ever played at the Falcon before?
I have. I played there about a year ago playing bass for my good friend Margaret Glaspie.
So, you know, it's a beautiful room. The sound is great in there.
So great. Yeah. I'm really excited to play there.
And is it going to be mainly stuff from the new album, or are you going to kind of mix it up with stuff from your previous projects or your previous albums?
It's going to be mainly stuff from the new album, a couple of other songs from my previous solo albums, and then I'm doing a couple songs that I've written for like Street Dive, but that I'm playing like solo, just bass and voice versions of those.
Awesome. That's great. I'm a big fan of bass. I think it's honestly like my favorite instrument, so it's going to be a fabulous show.
I love the bass. Tours played like guitar on my solo tours, and this one I've gone back to just playing the bass, which is my first music love.
There's not enough bass focused bands or projects, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for bringing your show to the Falcon. That's this Sunday, and thank you for taking the time with me today.
Thank you so much. Nice talking with you.